The wastewater we just heard about comes from normal day-to-day drilling operations. But what about when something goes wrong in the gas fields, like a spill or an explosion? Mike Chica gets these calls. He says his work can be hard and dirty.
We've had times where we've had to build roads in the side of mountains. We've brought in 30, 40 foot pipes to be able to put through culverts to divert the flow of streams and rivers, and then bring in thousands of tons of stone to be able to build a road proper to get to the spill.
Chica is a field supervisor for McCutcheon Enterprises. The company handles industrial waste and responds to hazardous materials incidents. He started a recent workday at McCutcheon's waste processing facility in Apollo, northeast of Pittsburgh. For State Impact Pennsylvania's Voices of Energy series, he talks about his role in the energy industry before driving to Ohio to check on the site of a recent explosion at a natural gas well.
When it was happening, the well was on fire. We were looking at a couple hundred feet worth of flame shooting into the atmosphere. It's hectic. It's scary. Right now, it's a different type of site. Everything's shut in. It looks like any other typical drill site you go to. But there's still things on that site that need attention. Sampling on the pad, finding out where the contamination led to, and finding out the correct actions that need taken to remediate that pad. What we would first do when we arrive on a site is I would assess the situation, either with the Turnpike Commission, DEP, any type of Pennsylvania official that might be on site. We would work to protect the public, then we would protect the environment, then we'd be looking to do the spill cleanup itself. It could be a couple hours, it could take to a couple months. We've been on some sites where it's taken us close to a year. Just a couple little things I have in here. I can grab some more. We have personal meters for each one of our employees, so they can take these on scene anytime we arrive. We also have what we call our model Ludlam 19. It's a radiation detector. We have several of these vehicles, emergency response vehicles that come loaded with any tools that we would need, any type of oil absorbent, pads, an upright that we would need, drums, lighting, generators.
Not only do we supervise, but we might be the ones that have to drive the CDL vehicles to the site. We might need to be the operators that run the CDL truck.
Whenever we have a load of waste, we bring it back to McCutcheon, if that was our approved waste facility to bring it to. And we have a wastewater treatment side, and we also have a solidification side. We do have a dirty job. I know we all sometimes watch that Mike Rowe Dirty Jobs, and we're one of those companies. Before I came up here for this interview, I was sitting in dispatch, and we just got called out to go on a rig cleaning. Some of our guys aren't happy right now they're going on it, but that's part of our industry. They're going to get muddy. They're going to get dirty. They're going to have oil-based mud on them. It's a drilling rig. They need to empty all the drilling muds out, wash the rig, and then move it to another location. So we go in there and we clean the mud tanks out. I can say I have a 12-year-old daughter and a young nieces, and I'm doing my part in their generation. I'm proud to have a positive role in their future in the environment.
That was Mike Chica. His story was produced by 90.5 WESA's Amy Sisk for State Impact Pennsylvania. To hear more of these profiles of energy workers, head to AlleghenyFront.org.